What a fantastic show that was, Kyle.
Fantastic show. Don't like how you're pitting me against you at the end there. We're both doing good things. What are we trying to do here?
I don't know.
How dare you?
I just like to make like, oh no, what's going on behind the scenes, you know?
How dare you? You can upload your save or transfer your save in Bucksnax.
So I'll just play the PlayStation 4 version and then put it to the PlayStation 5 version?
I think so. I don't know if trophies carry over.
I need to know.
Added ability to transfer saves online between PS4 and PS5.
Mm-hmm. These are important questions that I need answered while I go get my phone to get all these Discord questions, because we've got a lot of them.
Hey, I also want to do something fun with you on the post show. I don't know if you want to do it separately, but
what's that?
It involves a video component, so I don't know if we want to do this separately after the post show.
What?
What? Like, I want to share my screen. I want to watch a video with you.
Okay.
That I think would be fun.
Oh, but then Zencaster's going to yell at us.
Well, that as well, but also I don't know how compelling it would be for a post show, as everyone's listening to us watch the thing, but not hearing the thing.
Mm.
So we can save it for afterwards and maybe even like put it on YouTube or something, because I think it's well worth watching. Okay. By the way, did you see this?
What?
What I was holding? Look at how dope this steelbook is.
Wow, that's incredible.
The new Suicide Squad steelbook. Yeah. It's got the bullets. It's got all the characters' logos in there.
It was such a great movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Where am I putting that right now? I think that's like the third best movie I've seen.
Of the year?
Of the year, yeah.
Or all time. Like, wow.
All time. It's like Godfather, Shining, Suicide Squad. So, yeah. I want to talk to you about my day. First, I have my first ever I declined them interview.
Oh!
I declined an offer. Because you can't say that this is a marketing firm and then tell me something that's completely sales. And
oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. Like, they're just like, well, it's part of marketing. And I'm like, but you're literally calling yourself like a marketing PR firm. And this is sounding like instead of calling it sales, they called it something like, started with a C, and I was just like, what? No, I'm not doing this. This sounds bad. Not bad, not for me.
Bug sex trophies do not carry over.
Oh, okay, that's bullshit. So I declined them very nicely. I have an interview tomorrow at 11, and wow. I'm just going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to see if I get it. If I don't, I don't. And I'm at the point where I'm like, if I don't, I'll try again in February where there's more openings. Right now I have something, so it's not the worst thing in the world, but right now there's just not enough openings out there. But yeah, I was very nice to him because he did his little sales pitch. He's like, I just think you're really great. And you have this, what is this? He's looking at the trophy room. He's like, this brand? Question mark, you've created
this brand.
I'm like, yes, over 200,000 downloads. That little thing, yes, okay, over 200 reviews worldwide. You don't understand because you don't understand this medium. That's great, that's great. So, it's a big deal.
Big deal.
I swear to God, it's a big deal. And I just said very nicely to him, like, for what you're telling me, this sounds like sales. And he's just like, well, the definition on Google. I'm like, I'm a man. If you've literally memorized.
Don't give me the definition. Don't give me that.
If you've literally memorized the definition of what marketing is, then A, I'm talking to a robot, but B, this is definitely a sales position. It's like, well, sales is part of marketing. You see, they go hand in hand. And I'm like, yeah. But like you worded it like I'd be doing what my diploma, what I worked for, was doing. So, not doing that, I'm not doing this. Ooh, excuse me, I came out of nowhere. That being said, I was very front with him. Like, I want to do what my diploma, you know, says. So, best of luck. He's like, okay. I'm like, you know, and I was nice. I was like, best of luck. You know, if you don't hear back from Friday, because I go, I got several other things lined up. If you don't hear me back for Friday, just look for someone else.
Sure.
And he's like, well, don't do too good on those interviews. And I'm like, ha, 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 I'm going to crush it. So So yeah, that was it. But then immediately afterwards, I had to go back to the dentist because I have a few cavities, because that's what happens when you don't go to the dentist for years. And
it's a whole thing. I hear you.
Not fun.
It sucks. No,
not fun. So she got rid of the two big ones and put fillings in there. I gotta give credit to Dentist Kim. If you're listening, you killed it. Cause she was so good at her job, Kyle. This took not even 20 minutes.
Hell yeah.
And you know, like the injections that scare everybody?
In the gums that yeah. I ate? Yes.
Dude. It was just like a little boop, boop. Like, I barely felt it. It was a two on the hurt.
Can I tell you what ranks on the scale of things that I hate most at the dentist?
Needles?
The shots are, like, mid-range and close to the top. I can't stand the sound of a drill.
Oh,
in my mouth that I can hear it, the vibrations. There's just something about it. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah,
where I just like, please get this over with, and I'm so tense. It's why I don't like going to the dentist. That stuff. You can like make everything numb. Do whatever you want with me. I don't care. Just I hate the drill. Make it stop.
Yeah, the drill ain't fun. But I will say, I'm not too bothered by it. Like, I tend to zone it out after a while. I just get freaked out that there's people's fingers in my mouth.
Sure,
my own, you know?
And then that weird tube that's sucking the spit out of your mouth.
I'm like, oh, ew, I see blood. Uh-oh. And then, like, I freaked out a little bit because a piece of... All right, tooth fell in my...
Oh, tongue. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like a piece of it showed out. I was like, oh, holy my tongue. And she was a trooper. She got it. Yeah. Like, thank you, Kim.
Also, high up on there is what's getting that? Impressions done.
Oh, when you have to bite with down goop, on shit?
With, like, the goop that goes into the back of your throat.
I love that shit. That's cool as well.
I can't. No, I like gag. Putty. I'm going to throw out.
It's like putty. Oh. It's cool.
Ew. Disgusting.
Uh-huh. No. But, yeah, she, terrific. The only thing that sucks, because they're so good, they're booked up. Because I was like, do you have a time that's not 12 o'clock? She's like, yeah. On December 30th, I was like, holy shit.
I thought you said, you told me early 23rd.
So here's the deal. I got the root canal on these two teeth. That's right, two root canals, humble brag. Really, humble brush back. Your fucking teeth, kids. I take and floss, do with all the things, all right? And if you're screwed because of genetics like myself, just keep doing it. Like, double up. But yeah, so I'm probably going to get something called a bridge. And what sucks is, for a long while, I can't have peanuts. Which it's like, just throw me off the goddamn cliff at this. I got so depressed because my favorite thing in the morning.
Why peanuts?
I guess because they, I don't know. Maybe the cement doesn't. You would think it's like gum, which it's also. Like, you can't have caramel, which is like, fine. Caramel's. So it's the most aggravating candy because it's good in the minute. And then you're like, oh my God, it's stuck everywhere.
Don't As like somebody it. Who took like the 100 grands from my niece's Halloween bag.
Yeah.
And I had one the other night. I'm like, oh my God, it is so tough to chew. My jaw hurts. Everything gets stuck. I don't know if I like this anymore.
I'm like, fine, that ain't for me. But my favorite sandwich is like an extra crunchy peanut butter sandwich. You get it from Costco. It's great.
Is creamy peanut butter fine?
Yeah. Well, I'm even going to ask him, like, if I could do just straight up, like, crunchy. Extra crunchy because it's not like it's like whole peanuts, they still crush it up. Can I still have that?
I mean, you can also just chew on the other side, right?
That's what they say, but it's like I'm gonna have to think about that.
I spent almost a whole year chewing on the left side of my mouth because of the chip in my right side.
Yeah,
it becomes second nature. Now I just chew whatever. I'm over it. I don't care.
Oh, man. The dull pain on my right side is killing me. And that's the other thing. Like, last night, I could not sleep because I had the dull pain on the right side. I'm like, this is awful. Yeah. This needs... I need help. So, yeah, that was my day today. But I got 2 days off. I'm going to see Sean Capri. Going to touch his face.
Hell yeah, man. I'm excited not only for you to see him this weekend and raise money for a great cause, But I'm just happy you get to sit down with him on Patreon now.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, because I know how much Sean means to you and you miss sitting down and talking to him. So, like, it's awesome that you guys are doing that.
It's also, he just confirmed we're going to have a ton of Ubisoft games to give away for Extra Life.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh, woo, woo. Nice. Yeah, that's honestly, it means a lot. Cause, and I think, like, Sean and I really just want an excuse to just talk to each other because we don't get to as much anymore. And I, you know, this is the anniversary of Bobby going to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get emotional again. And we miss each other, man. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited for the show that we're going to be doing. It's going to be a lot of fun. And knowing us, it's going to be second nature. Because it's just, it's, he's a terrific human being. Now that I said too many nice things about him, Luke sucks, right?
If at some point during that that show, the console war show, if you ever just want, like, on Sean's side, Ryan, and on your side, me, as, like, little hype men that, like, feed you information like, yeah, you ain't got no trophies. Exactly. Cheapens suck. What?
Do you see that on Twitter? People are like, are you a real gamer? You need, like, X amount of achievement points.
I despise that kind of stuff.
Losers.
There is no such thing as a real gamer. If you play one video game, guess what?
You're a gamer.
Guess what? I don't care what the game is. You play a game, you're a gamer. Done. Yeah.
This big robot's outside. I got a bow and arrow. Nothing of this makes sense. Like, come on. Knock it off. I got 41 platinum trophies. I'm happy with that number. I'm level 300 and something. I have my trophies hidden because I don't want some doofus going, hey, you only have this many trophies in God of War. I'm really a fan. I hate that. So I literally just turn it off. The trophies are for me and my good friend Kyle here.
Do you know how many platinums I have?
Well, okay. And here's another thing. Half of those don't count.
How dare you? But take a guess.
154.
Okay. No. Do you remember by this time last year, what was my goal by the time PS5 came out? Do you remember?
100, right?
50? Bugsnax was going to be my 50th platinum.
Okay.
Which it was.
Okay.
In less than a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've accumulated 143 additional platinum trophies. I'm at 193.
But, like, what? Half of those are, like, Jim Bob's Jimmy Emporium games.
I mean, sure, but I also platinum fucking Bloodborne. Right. I'm allowed to have some cheat meals here and there.
I am, I'm playing Guardians again. To complete all the, you know, getting all the knickknacks and
I'm outfits. Doing it as I go.
Yeah, I don't want to. Do you have, like, what is it, like, power picks or whatever his name on the side?
Yeah.
I can't do that. It ruins it. It has to be organic for me.
And oh, that's
fair. I get a lot of them. One of the outfits was straight up glitched, which sucked.
Which one?
It was.
Because I might have had the same issue.
I think chapter 8, I was like on a side of a mountain.
Is it the shimmy? And you couldn't. So you can jump on the side and jump and hover over and make it. Like, you can jump that gap and make it instead of shimmying.
I tried that and it was still like this weird wall.
Either way, it sucks because when you're on the other side, like, any direction or you press, it brings you back to the ledge. I'm like, what is happening? Do I have to reload the... But yeah, that is a known glitch thing.
So yeah, I hope that doesn't happen to me again. But I'm gonna take your advice and jump the ledge. Yeah.
First. Jump on the plants there to give you a little extra
oomph
room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm about to platinum that game, and again, as we've my thing is, like, I really have to love this game.
Oh yeah, I get that.
So, like, I'm even going back to Far Cry 6, and I'm going to try to get the platinum there while I'm at Extra Life. I got Bugsnax there. I got Chikoriti as well, just in case. Got a lot of stuff. Now, Awesome Dave writes in, He goes, I have an after show question. Been debating how to organize my physical games, as now I have the space to show them off. Alphabetically seems kind of boring. Do you guys have a particular method?
It's the OCD in me, but everything's alphabetized.
I usually start alphabetizing. As you can see behind me, it just ends in chaos.
I mean, yeah, I get that. But I have to redo my Blu-ray shelves because my movies are all alphabetized as well. Yeah.
Oh, really?
But like when I get a new one and there's not enough room, I just place it on top and I have to move the whole sections over. And it'd be way easier if I didn't have the OCD in me to just put it on the end of whatever it is and continue. But like something, I like going through and seeing the letters. I'm like, oh, I haven't thought about that movie in a long time. That's cool.
What you said, like I just put it on top of the DVDs, reminds me of a Curb Your Enthusiasm skit where Larry's going through surgery or something, and he dies midway through surgery, and you see him going to he's going to heaven, or his version of paradise, and he's stopped by I think like Philip Seymour Hoffman or something. And like he's like playing an angel, and they get into an argument about how they place DVDs on the DVD player. So Larry David gets pissed off at like the Hoffman, the angel, because he's like, yeah, I just put the disc on top of the DVD. Like, who cares? He's like, what do you mean who cares? He's like, it's about organization. You're not organized. You're messy. And then you have this fight, and it's literally you just see Larry David go, you know what? Fuck you. And then the angel's going, okay, fuck me. Fuck you. Fuck you, guys. Fuck you, Larry. You go back to Earth. Something along those lines. It was great.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
But yeah, it's usually alphabetized. But I also have like my favorite Steelbooks as a real fan. I got Bloodborne Steelbooks, which is my favorite.
I'm sorry. How dare you?
I got the Bloodborne
Steelbook. Listen, I do want to add the Hunter Pop to my display case now that I've actually love it.
My sons?
Or even the Stubbins too, like the Hunter plushie.
My other son?
Yeah. I hate you sometimes. What is another cool way to do it? You can't really do it with games.
Yeah.
But I always dug people who organize them by color. I think that's really cool. Like the spine.
Yeah.
I see that a lot with books, and it looks really cool with books, but I think most video game spines are usually black or white.
Yeah.
So
let's see.
I do want to find a better way to display my steelbooks though, because I have so many.
Yeah. Ooh, I like what Marcus O'Neill does. He says, I'm also boring. I organize them alphabetically, but I turn the most games around so you can see their covers, and you see Puppeteer and then Last of Us, so like it's kind of
like that.
Yeah, then you see the spines in between those are that's a really nice way of
that's cool
going about everybody. Oh, here's Catherine's got one question for the after show. What is one dumb mundane thing you will never do right and have to come to terms with? Mine is that I never make the right amount of pasta. Jesus, same. I will either make too little or will grossly overestimate how much is needed. What's one mundane thing I can never get right?
I got one.
Okay.
I can never seem to get the right amount. Is putting the correct amount of sunscreen on. It's either too little or too much, and I'm walking around like a ghost.
Yeah.
I can't find the right amount that covers what I need to cover and not look like a crazy idiot.
It's a mundane thing. No, I have like coffee in a coffee pot. I always have to ask everybody, like, how many? I'm making 5 cups of coffee. How many scoops do I need to be in the coffee pot? They're like, put 7. I'm like, okay. And then, like, I'll put very liberal, like, 7 scoops in, like, a lot. But what's another mundane thing I can never get right?
Like, I don't cook a whole lot, so cooking's not really a thing.
Yeah. Here's something I want to cause the rift again. Fill in my gas. Oh boy. How do you other 49 states do it? It sucks. Hate it. I never get the flippy thing right.
Since this isn't a video podcast, I was just facepalming for the last 30 seconds.
Because you got the squirt gun thing in there, right?
It's not a squirt gun. Oh, you don't want to spray gas everywhere. Come on.
I've learned that the hard way. But like, you have the squirt gun in, and then you press it, and then there's this little flap.
Yeah.
It's like prom night. I never understand. I get it.
So you're squeezing the trigger. And there's the other little metal flap, yeah, right?
Exactly.
You can use that to prop up the lever.
But I never get to prop it up. Like, I never get, like, it never works.
Oh, I never do it either. I just stand there and hold
the nozzle. That's fucking bullshit. How am I supposed to look at my phone? I'm addicted to this thing. You're not supposed to
look at your phone. You don't see the things on the side of the gas pumps that say, don't use your phones around this?
You're not supposed to?
No.
Why? What's going to happen?
There's a thing that has happened where, like, the static electricity that a phone sometimes emits will cause the gas pump to explode.
No way.
Yes, dude.
Holy shit, I've been literally playing with gas today.
Yes, you have.
I could have died so many times.
Let me get the actual reason why. The FCC said wireless industry studies have shown the potential threat of cells igniting flames is very remote, and testing did not find it dangerous. Okay, right. So it's not.
Oh, good.
But there's
good.
There's still those things.
Still a chance.
Just in case.
Here's the thing: even if it's not deadly, I'd still do.
Are you one of those crazy people that leaves your car on and pumps gas?
No, I'm not a psychopath.
Okay.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
I feel like truly.
Do you even know what the correct gas to put in your car is?
Regular.
Oh, okay. So you at least know that. You're not putting diesel in your car.
My mother did that once.
Oh, no.
So, oh my God, I forget what happened. But she legit, she did. I love her to death. She didn't know. Oh, God. My mother's crashed into many things. All of which are not people, luckily, or other cars, yes, but they are not moving.
Okay, good.
So she's crashed into walls, she's turned into them.
Yeah.
And like the whole side. I remember as a kid, the funniest thing I've ever seen is my mom driving this old Chrysler Concord or whatever, taking this awful turn, which is like she shouldn't have in the first place, ripping all the champagne paint off the car.
Oh,
you just
no.
See this silver. It's like the car is half silver, half champagne. My mom literally goes, do you think your dad will notice?
Yes, mom. The car now has racing stripes. I think he'll notice.
And this is where I think my first hit of sarcasm hit me when I was 8 years old. I go, no, it looks fine.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's a mundane thing my mother can't do, right? What's another thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other mundane things.
Okay. Oatmeal. I either make it way too watery.
Ah, okay.
Or I always burn it. Like, there's always oatmeal. I'm not a good cook. Never have been.
That's
never
totally fair. It took me a while to learn how to properly cook a pancake.
Ooh, okay.
That was something like I either flipped it too early or didn't leave it on the sides for the long enough.
That's how I am with omelets.
I don't even attempt that. I just fry an egg or scramble an egg and that's it.
I get really pissed off if the flap just like unflaps or like it breaks while I'm folding. I'm like, you son of a, oh my God, sucks. I'm like, and I would literally say, I'm like, you such a fucking idiot, Joe. You can't even make a fucking. I'm putting it on the plate and I'm just pissed. Not like, and it's all gonna be going down the same way, but I can't stand it.
Yeah. I get that.
Sucks. Wish I was a better cook.
That'd be great.
That's the thing. As in the Hispanic household for the longest time, like my mother cooks. But then we found out she was really bad at it, and my brother's really good at it.
Yeah.
So we literally just give him all the ingredients. We're like, make us something, you know how to make it delicious. And if he doesn't make anything, we don't eat.
Yeah, like right now I'm super hungry because I wasn't a big fan of what dinner was in my household.
What was it?
My dad did pressure cooker pork chops.
Okay.
But and he put them like in like a teriyaki thing. Ugh. I'm not a huge fan of that, and yeah. Did not eat a whole lot of it.
Fair.
So I need to maybe heat up a frozen pizza or something.
I wonder what my mother's talking about. She said I just heard her. Yeah, no, that's because you don't like sauce though, right?
I mean, I enjoy barbecue, okay. But like teriyaki is just something I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah, like Kobayashi. I couldn't.
Real quick, another mundane thing.
Oh.
I can never hang a picture frame correctly. Leveling things on a wall, yeah. I can't do. It takes me way too long.
Most things that involve my hands can't do it.
Yeah. I mean,
hammer can't do it.
Part of that for me genetically, the arthritis is real bad.
Fair.
So like I can't hold on to things for too long.
Yeah.
But yeah. Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was gonna say today I only had eggs and then I went to work and I didn't have lunch while I was going into the dentist. So the only thing I had was these eggs, and I didn't eat until I think like 4 o'clock. So from 6 to, like, literally, I'm making it from 6 to 4 with nothing. And I was so delirious at like, the CVS because I'm just, like, so hungry. I'm just so hungry. And I can't chew anything now because I got to wait an extra 2 hours. And then I can start eating things. But the one thing, they're like, okay, if you're going to eat before the 2 hours, because I was like, I didn't have anything, my blood pressure, whatever. They're just like, okay, have yogurt or something. Was muffins, because we didn't have yogurt.
Oh, okay.
And shout out to corn muffins, and then you dip them in
corn
milk.
Corn muffins are good.
And then you don't even have to chew them. You just all your tongue does it all for you, and it's delicious. But then when you have this toothache, doesn't do cold too well. Mm. It hurts, but it's a good hurt.
It's a good hurt.
But then afterwards, when I was able to eat again, I had Chipotle.
Ah.
In the Chipotle, I risked it for the biscuit, and they have brisket, and it was goddamn delicious. Chipotle, maybe sponsor us. Gladly. Just give me free Doritos for life.
Definitely not Raid Shadow Legends, tell you that much.
And
we buried that real big this episode.
God. I just hate it with everybody in the office, but no, they don't.
No, they don't.
Shut up.
Pam in accounting is not playing your Shadow Legend game.
She's not the elf or the orc that I see constantly in the lower third. Shut up. Kyle, I think that's been the after show. What say you?
I also say that. I think it was fantastic.
Yeah. Everybody, we love you so much. Thank you for all the support. Seriously, it's been mind-blowing the past few days. And with all the cool shows and stuff that we're doing alongside... you know, year three now. It's exciting to see where we'll go from here. Because, Kyle, let me tell you something. Seriously, when you put AirBuds in, whatever you got, scroll all the way you can to 2018, I think was one of our last ones because it only tracks like 275. Sure. Just click on it. I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
And then just click on one of our new ones. It is night and day difference. We're both extremely awkward 2 years ago. We've grown out of that.
Good. I'm glad somebody can tell me that we've grown out of that.
We've grown out of it. The sound quality is just amazing. God, it really sounds good.
Let me see if I can pull it up on my phone and put in the mic so the patrons can hear. Go to the last possible one.
Because if you guys don't know... That for the longest time, we only edited through one WAV file. Big mistake. You want two? You want to set both those gains, preferably around the two. Oh boy! Oh yeah, this is a Halloween episode.
Yeah. 2018. Whoa! I've never heard this intro.
It's Purple Monkey's intro, man.
Hell yeah!
Bumping.
Wait no longer. Operator. Greatness has arrived. Welcome to the Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast made by the players for the players.
Oh, I sound so echoey.
Every week, I myself, the host Joseph, alongside me, my best friend Kyle, talk about the latest and greatest in PlayStation every single Thursday. And so without further ado, the greatest co-host whoever is, whoever was, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Those words give me life, Joe.
Let me tell you something.
I crushed the intro.
I just crushed it.
No, I didn't.
I sure did.
It was awful.
I know when you crush it.
Yeah, you can clearly tell that my mic is
Kyle. We have
it's not as good as it is now. That's wild.
Yeah,
wild.
Yeah. I crushed. Pat Show doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh, we were talking about Overwatch Legos,
oh,
God of War price drops, and whether you should take the risk and change your PSN name. Remember that old thing?
Oh my God, remember that was the only thing we had to worry about?
God, 3 years ago. Wild.
Wow.
Red Dead Redemption reviews are coming in. Rockstar has another hit on their hands. Oh, really, Joe? Really?
Listen.
Really? You want to take that back?
Listen, we all make mistakes, and now my titles are just SEO. Nets. I'm going to be like, it's going to be super SEO, whatever. It's going to be boring, but it's going to work, you know?
Yeah, just do what they do on TikTok. It's just every hashtag that's there. Just throw it in there.
FYP. What was like, there was like one person who was like, my dog died.
Hashtag like, Doritos halftime.
Yeah, exactly.
Performance. Grandma died today.
Hey guys, something really really bleak happened, and
hashtag like, prank war.
Oh God. Nice. Everybody keep it with some dachshund. Keep hunting. We'll see you on the next show.
Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.